Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, family. I pray everyone is fine out there. If someone would shoot me a text just to let me know that I'm coming in clear to everyone, I would appreciate it. Okay. I normally I have Rabbi to open us up with a prayer, but I'm going to open us up this evening with a prayer. Rabbi had other things to do on this evening, but may Yahweh be with him and keep him and his family safe wherever they are and with what they're doing, okay? Okay, but let's just open up with a prayer so we can get started in this lesson, okay? Heavenly Father, Yahweh, I come to you this evening in prayer, Heavenly Father, thanking you, Yahweh, for another opportunity, Heavenly Father. Thanking you, Yahweh, for this day, dear God, oh Father. As we come together this evening, Heavenly Father, I just pray, dear God, that your blessings be upon each and every household in Beth Yahweh, dear God. And just ask that you continue to keep each and every household safe, Heavenly Father. This and all prayers I pray in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Amen. All right. Good evening, family. This is Brother Amin coming to you again in the spring of the year, speaking the subject today is going to be on coronavirus that's going around. But it's in line with some of the topics that I generally bring to you all. But you know, some reason, normally I have Rabbi give an opening prayer. That gives me a few minutes just to calm down when I get online. I don't know what it is about speaking into this thing and not have anybody present that just seems a little off, a little different. But as I get into this, you know, I'll calm down and I'll bring this message that Yahweh has prepared for us this evening. Okay. As I was saying, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus this evening. That seems to be a very big topic, not only in this country, but in the world. This virus is making a lot of people sick, and people are also dying from it. I'm sure those of you that are listening have heard about it and probably have done your own research, and that is good. That is good, you know, because Yahweh wants us to be aware of these things. He wants us not just to be aware, but want us to be prepared when things like this occur, okay? This is the second such virus that has actually come out of China. There was another virus that came, corona virus that came out of China, I believe, last year or year before last. But this one is deadlier than the earlier virus. These viruses, like everything else, you know, they have a beginning. And generally, they began in animals. Now, early on, and doing some research and some reading on this virus, I was able to come across a page online that was devoted mostly to China. And on this page, it had pictures of how people were, well, their eating habits. Showed pictures of a market. These are open air markets where people have animals of all type, clean and unclean, just lying in the open air, where you know, these things, where they can become contaminated. And that's not to say that just because they're in the open air and become contaminated that they're bad. They're bad for they're bad to be eaten anyway. They're unclean. But for whatever reason, the Chinese people seem to think that a lot of these wild animals, be it snakes, bats, rats, cats, dogs, seem to think that these things are have some type of medicinal powers to them. But that not being the case, if I might, let me just read a little something to you about the coronavirus and one of the animals that is highly infected with this virus, okay? One of the animals is a bat. There's several animals. You have bats, camels, dogs, and even cats. Now, some of you may own dogs, and whether you know it or not, when you go to your vet to get their yearly shots, they give them a coronavirus shot. It's usually they give them either a six-way shot or six-way. I think there's a 12-way shot also. It's been a while since I've actually, I used to give these shots to dogs myself. That's how I know. But still, it's a yearly shot, and it does have the corona virus vaccine in it to keep our domestic animals from catching this virus and transmitting it to us. But this is what the article is saying about the bat-borne virus. A bat-borne virus is a virus whose primary reservoir is any species of bat. The virus's species include coronaviruses, hantana viruses, Lyrisis viruses, SARS, coronavirus, rabies virus, Nipah virus, Lassa virus, Henapavirus, Ebola virus, Marburg virus. Bat-borne viruses are among the most important of the emerging viruses. And when they say most important, you know, it's we've known for a long time that bats carry, you know, various germs and diseases. But I don't think any of us knew until now that a lot of these viruses that they have are highly contagious, that they can cause illness and even death outside of the rabies. We're very familiar with the rabies virus, that is transmitted through not just bats, but other animals, raccoons, possums, you know, but anything that's infected with it. But, you know, just taking into account of the bat, bats travel, and in their travel, they their waste is emitted in flight. So just think of just think about that for a minute, and how that could possibly, you know, create a situation where an animal or even our food can come in contact with it. You know, just by, you know, just through the growth out in the field growing, bats fly by, yada yada yada, and contaminate the food. But back to the point. We have this virus was started in China, and it was shown that it was through people eating bats. Now, personally, for a while now, a long while now, I've chosen to stay out of Chinese restaurants. I've seen in the past, I've seen various pictures online. I don't, a lot of stuff I see on Facebook and other places online, I tend not to believe it. But some of these things, you know, it just seems like it got more gross and more gross every time I saw something. You know, first it was just them coloring greens. Then it got to the point where, you know, saw them killing dogs and skinning them and putting them in food, you know. And, but yeah, I've tried to stay away from Chinese restaurants, not knowing. But it was through them going, the people in that particular community going to the market, buying the food, be it the bats or wherever it was, and that's how the virus got started. Now, you know, unless you're listening to certain people like what's that, the Center for Disease Control, you know, I tend to listen to them. I don't listen to what the White House has to say. You know, I try to get what news I can from them or the World Health Organization. Figure that might get something a little more cleaner, something that I can rely more upon. But the virus itself has become close to a pandemic. You know, like I was thinking when I first heard the word pandemic that it was something that it was out, that it would have to be out of control. But that's not the case at all. They say once the virus or anything spreads outside of the area in which it originated, it takes on consistency of a pandemic. And as you know, it has reached our country. I forgot the total number of countries that this virus is in right now, but it's quite a few. There's quite a few countries where people are ill and people are dying. Even right here in this country, I think someone in New York today passed away from this virus. You know, it's a pretty serious thing. It's a very dangerous thing. But we have tools that we could possibly use to possibly lessen our contact with this virus, to prayfully keep us healthy, you know. And it's some of the same things that we've been hearing in the news. But before we go there, you know, let me just read a little bit about coronaviruses, okay? Coronaviruses are a group of viruses that cause diseases in mammals and birds. In humans, the viruses cause respiratory infections, including the common cold, which are typically mild. Rare forms such as SARS, MERS, and the novel coronavirus causing the 2019-2020 Wuhan coronavirus outbreak can be lethal. In cows and pigs, coronaviruses cause diarrhea. In chickens, they cause an upper respiratory disease. No vaccines or antiviral drugs are approved for prevention or treatment. Okay? And it goes on to say that the name coronavirus is derived from the Latin corona, meaning crown or halo. Excuse me. And it refers to the characteristic appearance of the virus particles. They have a fringe rim. They have a fringe of a crown or of a solar corona. Okay, that's the shape of it as it's seen under a microscope, that it has a crown. You know, kind of sort of reminds you of the beer, the Corolla beer, you know, has that crown as a logo. But this virus, it seems to be picking up steam. You know, prayfully, you know, Yahweh's children won't have that to, you know, to worry. You know, we've been told, you know, through Yahweh's word, you know, especially if we look at Exodus 15:26, he said, if you diligently listen to the voice of Mighty One, your Yahweh, and do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, I will not affect you with any of the diseases which I have afflicted the Egyptians. For I am Yahweh who heals you. You know, we all know that there's only one healer, and that's Yahweh. Everybody else, what they do is put a Band-Aid on it. You know, and just speaking of that, I was in the doctor's office yesterday. I've been having these headaches ever since January. And thank God. There's nothing. They haven't found any tumors or anything like that, but they still can't find out where the headaches come from. So, you know, the doctor told me, say, well, listen, this is what we can do. We can give you a prescription for some pain medication and see what, you know, keep an eye on and see what happens from there. So I asked the doctor, I said, you're going to give me some pain medication for something that you don't even have an idea of what it is. But this is what doctors do. You know, one pill fits all. You got a pain, we got something for you. It's going to take the pain away, but it's not going to heal what's going on with the body. Yahweh is the only person that can do that. So I'm going to keep praying about that. And I'll go back to the doctor. And, you know, they're going to take a few more tests, you know, to find out what's going on. But just to take medicine, just to be taking them, nah. I try not to do that. And right now, believe it or not, they don't really have a cure or a vaccine for the coronavirus. So what they're doing is essentially treating the virus the same way they would a common cold, with not a common cold, but flus or whatever. You know, a lot of fluids, antibiotics, those type of things. So it's something that, you know, we should be really concerned about. You know, we're out and about during our days, coming in contact with various people, different people, and certain things that we can do when we're out there to lessen our chances of catching this virus. But before we get to that, let me just read. Actually, I just pulled this up. Let me see if I can find it again. There's so much stuff online about, you know, about this virus. Some of it, like I said, I take with a grain of salt, and then some of it, you know, is good, sensible information, and, you know, I read it and try to apply it. But in this particular article is saying, you know, some of the same things that's been said before, how older people and those with underlying health conditions like diabetes, heart disease, or chronic lung disease are more at risk for severe illnesses. And asks if you fall under these categories and you feel seriously ill, you should seek medical attention. Okay? Now, what it's actually telling us is that, you know, if you have a compromised system, you're a good candidate for catching this virus. You know, I don't want to get into, you know, the how the body reacts or anything this evening when it catches this, when viruses enter it. Excuse me. But that is something that we'll touch on in another program. But it goes on to say, if you or someone you're caring for is in dire conditions, such as very short of breath, minimally responsive or unresponsive, looks blue or ashen, or has low blood pressure, then call 911. Yeah. Okay. And this information actually is coming from Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. but it's so many different things, you know, that we're up against today. You know, and I say today, I mean each and every day that we give them another opportunity. You know, here we are as believers of the word. We're coming into our spring. You know, we're coming into the season where, you know, we clean house to prepare for our holy days. And we find ourselves confronted with a virus such as this. Well, as we spoke, as I spoke a little earlier, Exodus 15:26, you know, Yahweh has us under control. You know, he's not going to allow these things to touch us. As long as we observe his ordinances and his commands, we have got to stay vigilant in all that we do. You know, we have got to take what precautions we feel are necessary to protect ourselves and our families. You know, it's very important. You know, some of the things that I've found and I've been doing is, one, I think I spoke about this before. You know, when we're out and about, you know, we always come in contact with foreign objects. You know, you go to, if you're out and about and you're going to a store, you got to open a door. You know, you have to, if you got to get a grocery cart, you go to the gas station, you know, you got to touch the pump. You know, it's getting to the point now where at one time it may have looked foolish, you know, to have gloves on, you know, when you're doing these things. But when you really think about it today, you know, like it's not, you're not really being foolish. You're being safe. You know, it's you know, I've always found it helpful, especially in the wintertime when colds and flus are about. You know, if I go to the gas station, pump gas, that's what I do. I have gloves I have in my car, and that's what I do. I put them gloves on. You know, a lot of grocery stores that we're going to have hand sanitizer, you know, wipe down our little carts, you know, especially the areas that we're going to come in contact, you know, with our hands. You know, they ask that you're not put your hand to your mouth or your eyes, because this is how the virus enters the body. That's how it enters the body. You know, if you have it on your hands, you know, you can transfer from one surface to another surface. But by, you know, and I don't know too many people, and I think about, you know, sometimes I know there are times when I know I shouldn't even put my hands in my mouth, my face, but I find myself doing it, you know. But it's a good idea to they sell these little small packages of wipes or keep a bottle of the hand sanitizer in your automobile. You know, at this point, you know, getting to the preparedness stage, you know, it's a good thing to have the hand sanitizer stocked at home if you can find it right about now. It's very hard to find. Same thing with the masks. The masks are hard to find. Very hard to find. There are ways that, with the hand sanitizer, let me just say this. The hand sanitizer, you can make your own hand sanitizer. You know, I'm pretty sure everyone knows this. Aloe vera and alcohol. Mixing the two together. And in your blend, let me see, it calls, 3 parts alcohol for each part of aloe vera. So in other words, if you use a cup of aloe vera, you want 3 cups of alcohol. You want 3 cups of alcohol. And when you're sanitizing your hands, you know, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to wipe the sanitizer off. You know, you want to rub it on your hands and allow it to absorb into your skin. Absorb into your skin. You know, not only has some outside, keeps having some in your cars, but it's a good idea when you're out and you're coming to your homes. Sanitize your hands when you come home. When you come into your house, you don't want to bring anything from the outside inside if it can be prevented. You know, we must talk to our children, explain to them best we can. You know, at their age, you know, is appropriate, best that we can to explain to them different things that they should do to keep them safe. Yeah. And it's not children being children, you know, we should expect that, you know, they may not hear or may not understand or the things that we're telling them. But to keep them safe, we've got to be vigilant in their preparedness and the things that they do. You know, when you're out and about with them, you know, have your little bottle of hand sanitizer. You know, squirt their little hands after they've been into the stores or these various places that, you know, you may carry them. You know, these things, where I'm seeing this, this may become a way of life. This may become a way of life. You know, this world is so corrupt and so dirty, you know, till, you know, like, this may become a way of life. It's a lot going on. And just like in China, what people would eat the type of animals that they eat, and I just don't understand that. You know, bats. Snakes, you know, it's really beyond me. You know, maybe because I'm not used to eating those kind of things or used to seeing people eat them. I feel grossed out about it. But the majority of what they're eating is unclean. So if they're eating all these unclean things, that's just like pig. You know, pigs are another one that carry that coronavirus. You know, in the word it tells us not to eat them. It's the reason why. And that's the reason why. Yahweh knows what he made. He knows what he made. He knows the makeup of these things, just like he knows the makeup of our bodies. And he's put certain things in place in our bodies as a defensive mechanism to fight these things off when we get them. You understand? You know, but there's people out there that don't believe in the word, don't follow the word. So, you know, like they're just running rampant, doing what they want to do. But then there's a consequence to our action. And this is the end result of it. The coronavirus. Eating unclean foods. You know. But it's nobody out there I haven't heard anyone say anything about eating these things. Only thing I've heard is how deadly and how devastating, you know, this disease can be. You know, but nobody is, you know, has yet to say that doing these things is an abomination. That doing these things is going against the will of the Almighty. But, you know, we can let them continue. But in the meantime, you know, prepare ourselves so that we can go forth in this spring of our year and observe our holy days as we have been commanded to do so. You know, this is our appointed season. This is our appointed season. Now, we're getting ready to come into Abib. And commandments that we've got to observe as followers, as believers of the word and Yahushua HaMashiach. And being believers of the word, we know that no harm will come upon us. Because our Father has said so. And I believe my Father. But in the meantime, we've got to do our part. You know, hand sanitizer is something that we're all going to need, you know, in our homes. And like I say, in your workplace, you know, they have little bottles that you can put this stuff into, you know, where you can just keep it on yourself or get somebody. They got little packs of these little hand wipes, you know, keep some of those with you. But we, you know, we've got to fight this battle head on. Doing what we know we can do to, excuse me, keep it at bay. We've got a part to play. You know, in my last class over the fall, I think it was, you know, began to talk about preparedness and talk about water. You know, if you haven't started storing water in your storehouse, you probably should. If you haven't started storing away some grains, you probably should. Because we don't know where this thing is going to take us. We don't know where this thing is going to land. We really don't. Because they don't know. They don't know. Every time, you know, today was, you know, one city. Tomorrow it might be another city. We just don't know. But we want to be prepared just in case, you know, we are locked down. You know, I think each and every family within Beth Yahweh, you know, have a relatively good idea of you all's own personal needs. You know, now is the time to really begin to make that list and begin to prepare, you know, that little storehouse that we've talked about. You know, if you can't get out and go to the grocery store, you're going to have something to eat. You know, dry goods are relatively easy to store. They're relatively easy to store. And not only that, they will keep in storage for a long time, for quite a while. You know, if you keep the moisture out, that's the key to all of that. Keeping the moisture out of it. You know, having it in places where, you know, there's not too hot and not too cold, where the temperature isn't constantly fluctuating. But, you know, Beth Yahweh, you know, Yahweh, you know, Yahweh is protecting us. He, so to say, has our backs. You know, let us continue to honor him, give him the glory, and do what we can to protect ourselves from these man-made disasters. That's what it is, man-made. They didn't have to eat those animals. You know, it's beyond me why they do. It's just beyond me. It's beyond me. You know, prayfully, you know, none of us, you know, will come down with this thing and have to go to a doctor or a hospital. But it's been said that if you do have to go to a hospital, to try and call in advance to let them know that you're coming. Now, you know, a lot of times people get sick and, you know, you got to go to the hospital. That's the last thing. Think about calling. It ain't like, you know, going to a carryout or anything. You know, you're going to the hospital. But because of severity of this virus and to not infect other people, that is one of the things that is asked, you know. So, you know, if you have to go, you got to go. And you think about, you know, call them in advance. You know, surely if you have to go by ambulance, they're going to, you know, they're going to ask what's wrong, and they'll make a determination, you know, as what they do when they come and get you. But just going, that's one of the things that they ask that you do. You know, thank Yahweh. As of yet, you know, haven't had nothing has been closed down. You know, no one has no communities anyway have been told they had to shut down. You know, there's been situations, various people coming in the country, they've been put in quarantine. You know, my understanding, there was a boat headed towards Baltimore, one of those cruise ships that had about 40 or 50 people on it that had the symptoms. They didn't say they had the virus, said they had the symptoms, you know. But the symptoms, you know, are very similar to a common cold. You know, you get the running, you have the running nose, you got the cough, You know, but I think the big thing is the fever, having the fever. You don't want to wait too long before getting help if you have that fever. If you have a fever, you know, a lot of different things can happen. You know, organs can shut down on you. You can have a stroke. You know, so try to seek care as you know, as soon as you can, especially like say if there's a fever involved. You know, I was asked the other day about, you know, going different places, you know, being out amongst people. You know, hey, got five in one hand and five in the other. You know, do I or don't I? Well, I'm going to, you know, continue doing the things that I'm doing with caution. I think, you know, with all that we do, you know, we do it with caution. We do it with caution. You know, whether, you know, we're around people or movie theaters or, you know, different places that we go. You know, we do it with caution. You know, and just pray that the people that, you know, that we are amongst, you know, will, you know, be, that they will take precautions, you know, when they cough, when they sneeze. You know, one of the worst things just to see somebody just coughing without covering their mouth or sneezing without covering their face. You know, some people do those things. You know, I've seen people go to the bathroom in stores. Even when I was at work, I see guys come in the bathroom, use the bathroom, and don't even bother washing their hands. And they leave right out the bathroom and go outside the bathroom and shake somebody's hand. But, you know, that's kind of, those are some of the things that people do. And a lot of times they're right within our environment. But we must, you know, move about with caution. Move about with caution. This virus, you know, is transmitted from, you know, from one human to another human, you know, through the respiratory system. Through the respiratory system. For whatever reason, they're recommending that, I'm not going to say recommending, they're saying that if you're healthy, there's no need to wear a mask. The other day I was in, I don't know, it must have been Walmart, and there were people walking around in Walmart with masks on, you know, but I guess they're just being cautious. If that's what they want to do, you know, and I'm not saying not to do it. You know, but that's another precaution. And but here again, you know, you can't find those masks anywhere. Can't find them anywhere. It's a certain type of mask. What is it? Dang, God, I did have it written down. 9N9012, I think it is. But, they say that particular mask is made so that it can deflect, trap the virus particles in it. But there's nowhere to be found. You know, there's a few sites online that that's selling masks, but just like everything else, you know, this is a capitalistic society we're living in, and people are seeing that as a opening to make money. They're using, you're going to your hardware stores and Walmart, and even pharmacies, can't find them. I was in, Lowe's one day, and I happened to ask the lady about, ask the guy that was working in hardware about the masks. He took me where the masks were, and everything was gone. All the masks, with no masks of any kind in there. And he says, the fast they get them in the store, they leave right out. And so they, they're pretty hard to find. But this particular outbreak should be a calling card for us, you know, to let us see what can be, you know, and the reason why we should be applying and doing certain things. You know, this time it's the coronavirus. What might it be the next time? And I'm just saying, you know, I'm not trying to speak nothing into existence, but, you know, it's a reality to all of this. It's a reality to all of this. And I'm pretty sure ain't nobody taking it for granted. But just as, you know, if, well, how can I put this? We didn't see this coming. So there's certain things that, you know, we probably didn't think to do or just did, you know. You know, didn't nobody, you know, myself included, you know, I didn't see it coming. You know, I don't have a stash of hand sanitizer around here. Really. Got a lot of alcohol, though. Got a lot of alcohol. So, I'm going to get me some aloe vera. I'm going to get some gel. You can buy it by the gallon. I think it's about $6 a gallon. You know, so I'm going to do that. You know, but this incident should be forcing us to take a greater look at just our general preparedness. You know, we talk all the time about how our food supply. That's something else. Take a look at, you know, a lot of food that we eat, you know, comes from China. I didn't realize it, but, you know, and when it comes to food, I don't get involved with all these different names, organic and natural, this, that, and the third. And I think it's just a play on things. But I didn't realize it. But I was reading an article about this. China sends what is supposed to be a lot of organic foods over here. You know, I've always been skeptical personally of China, you know, because we're not their friends, or they're not our friends, you know, for real. And this country doesn't have a very good system of checks and balances when it comes to a lot of things, be it medicines or foods. You know, there's not a lot of checks and balances. You know, that's the big thing now is, one of the big things now is hydroponically grown fish, where they take fish in the wild, and they leave them in the sea, but they have them in cages. They have them in cages, you know, so they can't swim out, you know. And these same fish that they have in these cages, you know, have certain types of bacteria. But just like with the chickens, you know, they got to get these fish antibiotics, and they got to give them growth hormones, You know, it's got to be, you know, ain't no got to be, it is. There's something wrong with that. And then we eat it. You know, so it's no wonder that penicillin doesn't work no more. You know, all your meats and all, you know, has penicillin in it. But these things that come from China, nobody is watching the storehouse. So we've got to be our own judge, you know, and decide, you know, what we feel is best for us. And I'm not saying, you know, you do what I say do. That's not the case. You know, I'm giving this information just for your knowledge. And some of it, I'm sure you already know. But it's something to take a real good look at. Something to take a real good look at. You know, right down to the vegetables that's grown. You know, last year there was a big scare about romaine lettuce. You know, what was it? Was it a virus that was on that lettuce? What was it? Whatever that was on that romaine lettuce, you know, from my understanding, it still is. But they haven't stopped selling it. They haven't stopped selling it. You know, so we got, you know, take a look at our food sources. These people trying to kill us. For real. Trying to kill us. But, you know, again, our Father, He's made us a little wise. He's made us wise to these things. You know, but it's behooving to us to act upon these things, you know, as we see them. As we see them, you know, the world is changing, and believe it or not, we're not in the world or of the world, but a lot of our commerce is done through the world. A lot of it. So, and knowing that and seeing all these different calamities that's coming about around them, look at different ways to make changes with it. You know, I know right now, you know, I'm talking about, you know, I'm not going to say I'm talking in circles, but, you know, I think what everybody is looking for is different ideas on what to do. And then how to do it. Prayfully, by the end of this, my class session, I'll have that for us. And those that want to move forward, you know, can. I'm pretty sure, you know, as especially men, the head of the house, households, have their own, how's the word pronounced here? Well, they have their own thing that they do to keep their families healthy. But here again, you know, it's, you know, church family, there's probably things that we can do, you know, together that we can't do individually that would benefit the whole. This coronavirus, you know, it was at 45 saying that, you know, come this, come warm weather, that it's going to go away. Funny thing, I haven't heard the CDC or World Health Organization say anything about that. Nope, they didn't say anything about it going away. You know, but, you know, this coronavirus is going to touch everything. You know, just look at the stock market, how it affected the stock market. You know, it affected it so much till on the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates again. you know, got the White House so upset till that's the only thing they can think about. That's their main worry is the market. They ain't worrying about how many people dying or infected by this thing. They're worrying about the money part of it. But in the days to come, you know, if this thing continues down the road that it's going, it will be a lot of other areas that this virus will probably, you know, affect. You know, once they run out of interest rates to cut, what do they do then? You know, what do they do then? You know. But this thing has some pretty big tentacles and it had it has the potential to be really big, very widespread. You know, it's just one of those things that could have been avoided, but it wasn't. And now, men are paying the price. And that's always the case. You know, I was, when the men went away for a retreat last year, one of the assignments that we were given to read, was to read several books. And I was reading... one of them was the Book of Jubilee. I'm going to, let me see, which computer? Yeah, this one. I'm going to read, what is that? Nope. Oh, here it is. I'm going to read, what's that, Jubilee? I think it's 25. And where are my notes? Doggone it. Just give me a second. I'm sorry. But Yahweh knows these things. He sees them. He knows they're going to happen before they even happen. You know, and some things he allows to happen. Teach people lessons. Some people learn, some people don't learn. Oh boy. Okay, here we go. See if I can pull it up real quick. Not wrong one. Here we go, Book of Jubilees. What did I say that was? 25. Okay. Come on in. 33. Sorry, family. Okay, I said it was 25. But it's actually Jubilees 10, and it talks about unclean demons began to lead the sons of Noah astray. One. And the third week of the Jubilee, the unclean demons began to lead astray the children and the sons of Noah and to make to err and destroy them. And the sons of Noah came to Noah their father, and they told him concerning the demons which were leading astray and binding and slaying his sons' sons. And he prayed before Yahweh, his sovereign ruler, and said, Yahweh, of the spirits of all flesh who have shown mercy unto me, and have saved me and my sons from the waters of the flood, and have not caused me to perish as you did the sons of perdition. For your free, unmerited pardon has been great towards me, and great has your mercy to my soul. Let your free, unmerited pardon be lifted upon my sons, and let not wicked spirits rule over them. You know, and right now, that's what we have. We have a lot of wicked spirits in this world, okay? Lest they should destroy them from the earth. But do you bless me and my sons that we may increase and multiply and replenish the earth? And you know how your watchers, the father of these spirits, acted in my day. And as for these spirits which are living, imprison them and hold them fast in the place of condemnation. And let them not bend destruction on the son, bring destructions on the sons of your servant, my sovereign leader. For these are malignant and created in order to destroy. And let them not rule over the spirits of the living, for you alone can exercise dominion over them. And let them not have power over the sons of the righteous from henceforth and forevermore. And Yahweh, our sovereign ruler, bind us to bind all. And the chief of the spirits, okay, down there was a chief of the spirit. His name is, I believe it's pronounced Masema, came and said, Yahweh, creator, let some of them remain before me and let them listen to my voice and do all that I shall say unto them, for if some of them are not left to me, I shall not be able to execute the power of my will on the sons of men. For these are for the corruption and the leading astray before my judgment, for the great is the wickedness of the sons of men. And he said, let the tenth part of them remain before him, and let nine parts descend into the place of condemnation. And one of us, he commanded, that we should teach Noah all their medicines, for he knew that they would not walk in uprightness, nor strive in righteousness. And we did according to all his words. All the malignant evil ones we bound in the place of condemnation, and the tenth part of them we left that they might be subject before Satan on the earth. And we explained to Noah all the medicines of their diseases, together with their seductions, and how he might heal them with herbs of the earth. And Noah wrote down all things in the book as we instructed him concerning every kind of medicine. Thus the evil spirits were precluded from hurting the sons of Noah. And he gave all that he had written to Shem, his eldest son, for he loved him exceedingly above all his sons. You know, this reading that remind me of another story in, what was the name of that book we were reading? Wasn't Tabor. It'll come to me in a minute. But he goes on to read, and he gave all that he had written to Shem, his eldest son, for he loved him exceedingly above all his sons. And Noah slept with his fathers and was buried in Mount Lubah in the land of Arat. 950 years he completed in his life, 19 jubilees and 2 weeks and 5 years. And in his life on earth, he excelled the children of men, save Enoch, because of the righteousness wherein he was perfect. For Enoch's office was ordained for a testimony to the generation of the world, so he could recount all the deeds of generation unto generation till the day of judgment. You know, there are evil people out there doing a lot of wrong, and it's for a reason. But we saved by grace. You know, Yahweh's son, Yahushua HaMashiach, his coming. You know, let us continue to walk in Yahweh's light, continue to observe his command and his ordinances, and do right in his sight, so that we don't have to be, we don't have to experience that those evil spirits are spilling upon the world. You know, Yahweh has given us his blessing. We're his people. We're his people. You know. But I'm going to stop here for this evening. But next week when you all tune in, we're going to talk a little bit about the viruses and how they get into our systems and some suggestions on some things that we can do to possibly avert that and to and some herbs. Everybody know I'm big on the herbs and some herbs that it may be good for families to have in their households. You know, another thing I didn't realize, a lot of our major medicines come from China. Just something to think about. Just something to think about. But I'm going to close here with a prayer. But I thank everyone for tuning in this evening. And I just pray, you know, after Yahweh's blessings upon, you know, each and every household, that we not only hear his word, but we follow his word in all that we do. Okay? Heavenly Father Yahweh, we want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for the time that you've given us to be with one another this evening, dear God. We pray, Heavenly Father, and ask your blessings be upon each and every household on Beth Yahweh. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to bless our rabbi, Heavenly Father. Continue to keep your hedge of protection around him and his family, dear God, and continue to give him your word, Heavenly Father, for your is through our rabbi, Heavenly Father, that we've been blessed, Heavenly Father, with the knowledge and the understanding, dear God. Pray for the Morays, dear God. Continue to keep them, Heavenly Father, and watch over them, Heavenly Father, and to continue to enlighten them, Heavenly Father, with all of your teachings, dear God. Oh, Father, keep and protect each and every household as we go forth for the remainder of this week into the Sabbath, dear God, so that we might come and partake in your holy day. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah.